This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Rita Liu
and Audrey Raj.
It's only 12:46, but outside feels like it's 7:30
p.m. Feels like winter.
Yeah, it feels like winter. We're in Tamantun, so it's heavy rain at the moment, cloudy skies. Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We're asking you what industry should be allowed to operate next with strict SOPs post June 9th CMCO. Let's move on to WhatsApp.
A lot of comments on WhatsApp. We've got Regu here who says, indoor badminton, please.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Another comment here from Walter. It said, there is a co-working space offering webinar services. It said they've innovated event spaces into webinar spaces because I heard, they're doing event. But I guess the point of our earlier story was that you're still other people around, yeah, right? Whereas if you have your unit. And then a comment here from 5145. It said, please let it be the hair salon. Most of the time we're conducting virtual training and one look good in front of the camera, desperately need a haircut. That seems to be the one. Salons and spas, yes. Okay, he says, I need the missus to leave my house and me alone a few hours for sanity. Sanitizers don't help with sanity. Again, one for 4995 again for the hair salons, right? Say the perm parlors are suffering besides that to pay high rentals, the customers are also suffering. So yeah, seems to be the hairdressers / barbers.
Anyways, let's talk about something is still along the lines of reopening a new industry. Me and Audrey are big fans of this, and
yes,
we were. I guess 2020 was supposed to be a very big year
for us,
but it didn't quite turn out. We're still waiting. What are we talking about?
It's a long wait. Well, we're talking about football.
Yeah.
So amid the arguments and counter arguments over football's return, the vast majority of people, even in this room, the vast majority of people in the game are keen to get the show back on the road. Germany's Bundesliga is back. The Premier League is returning June 17th, and other football leagues around the world are gearing up to return in the weeks ahead. But it's not going to be the same experience as we know it. Not for the near future, at least. Not for the players, not for the fans, and definitely not for the marketers. So this is an article I found by Amar Singh on The Drum, and he is the head of football content and strategy for Budweiser. And it talks about how the brand is preparing for football as we've never seen it before. Now, one of the first matches when Germany's Bundesliga came back was Borussia Dortmund versus Schalke. And Erling Haaland's first goal, the opening goal of that match, it was a very, very weird, very right? strange experience.
I saw this. Everybody just like looked at each other and smiled.
So he kind of did a little dance, but then you have his teammates who were just like 2 meters away and they were like celebrating, but like not touching each other. It was so weird, right? But it certainly felt like the dawn of a new era. And so even for fans now, all of us have now become armchair fans. Even the fans that are used to, who have like season tickets, who go to the stadium, you are now armchair fans. And so the way that brands advertise to these fans will have to change too. So Amar Singh has been working with creative agencies to explore the brand's role and activations in making the whole support from home experience as rewarding and as fun as it would be if you actually were at the stadium. So some of the things that they've been working on is like campaigns called Save Pub Life. It's where pub goers, the tradition, in Europe is before you go for the match and after you go for the match, you stop by the pub and have a pint. So what they're doing is they're helping the pubs by raising money. You can basically buy a voucher for a drink, and then the brand will subsidize, will also give 50% as well for your drink. And you can buy vouchers in advance. And hundreds of pubs and bars across I think Germany and the UK, they are receiving money now while their doors are shut during the lockdown. So it's helped these businesses when they need it most. Another way that they are trying to just keep football alive is working with football ambassadors and talent during this time. I think, for instance, Liverpool legends Steve McManaman and Luis Garcia, they were doing Zoom talks with fans and supporters, talking about coping strategies, leadership principles, team strategies, stuff like this, and also talking about their careers, just like still keeping football alive during this time. There are also plenty of online quizzes and some that are hosted by legends as well. And it's really, really huge on YouTube. You should go and check some of those out. And for brand partners, football's return behind closed doors. You would definitely see plenty of challenges, but you also got to look at the opportunities that are present. So much of our enjoyment of football is tied up in the atmosphere, the experience of going for these matches, the roar of a packed stadium. I know that some clubs, they are more intimidating just because of the fans. They are like the 12th player, right? You know, so that is what they can. That's what the impact of having a stadium filled with people has. So removing this from football and indeed all live sporting events, not just football, for the foreseeable future, means that sports marketers really need to strategically kind of reset and they need to recalibrate. And it's down to identifying these opportunities and keeping the needs of consumers, of fans, in this case, football-starved fans, at the heart of the brand's thinking. So there are ways that you can still reach them, supporters at home, armchair fans, there are still ways to do that. You just have to kind of get a bit creative.
It just feels like you're walking alone, right?
Yeah.
You never
walk alone. And so, you know, so I've watched Bundesliga games, you know, when they were broadcasting live, because right now I'm just so deprived of any football. I would watch any live football, right? Even if it's, you know, the Sunday league football, you know, I would definitely watch. Actually, it's pretty fun. But I was, you know, watching the Bundesliga and, you know, after about 20 minutes, 30 minutes or so, it just feels like it's a preseason game, you know, and it's like the intensity is not somewhat there. And then it's always in your mind, like, the defender didn't go and block the shot. Is it because they don't want to be close to the player and stuff?
Right.
So I'm always like thinking about, like, you know, is it going through their mind as well as players? And like,
maybe they haven't had time to practice. They hadn't an opportunity to practice as
so
well.
Practicing together as well is tricky, right? But in terms of like the atmosphere, it's very different, right? And interestingly, just a few days ago, there was a report that the English Premier League, they're trying to restart this. Their project restart is on June 17th. And according to the Daily Mail, the clubs will be presented with the option of integrating crowd noises from the football game FIFA 20 into the broadcast when they meet, later today. And it's expected to see how, you know, this could work. Because us watching on telly without the fans screaming is different. Mm. But then now they're thinking of like, well, FIFA 20, you know, has all these live noises of fans that's been recorded. We could probably use that in the live broadcast. And I was like, well, you know, I don't know as a Liverpool fan how I feel, but, you know, I think Manchester City fans are probably used to it.
Ouch. Okay. No, but here's the thing. Like, I think they did a survey about how fans felt about when Bundesliga came back. And most of them said that they felt like they were watching a FIFA 19, FIFA 20 game. And now if you're going to incorporate the fans chanting and noise as well.
Which is the game? Is it the real football or is it, you know, FIFA 20 itself?
But I think these are like those little small wins. We did the story about fireworks in Japan lifting spirits. Like when football comes back, I know that it's just going to lift my spirit.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited. You know, even though it feels like a preseason game, I'm still watching the Bundesliga games. Just deprived of football. You know, thank you so much for all the feedback and also the votes that you've given us on our question, what industry should be allowed to operate next with strict SOPs post June 9th. Let's close the poll on Twitter. What does it look like?
So we have 51% who want barbers to reopen, 10% who want gyms back, 5% who want to go back to the cinema to watch their favorite movies, and 33% want schools to come back next week.
On Instagram, it's still between gyms and cinemas.
So yeah, 1:30, join me for our webinar. Show me the money. We've got interesting guests all the way from, down in the city, and also some from Australia, a gentleman from Australia, a futurist, Imran Furkan. That's happening at 1:30. Join us on Facebook, our Facebook page.
Yep, so 1:30 on BFM Facebook page. We're doing a webinar. Coming up is the Breakfast Grill replay. And today we had Lala Move. We had Blake Larson, the managing director and the head of international for Lala Move. Stay tuned. If you missed any parts of the show, you can download the podcast on BFM website, BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with Frida Liu and Audrey. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.